Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the Holy Gospel lesson, specifically verses 23 to 27 this morning. And our theme, our Lord's love for us, the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, there's a woman that you and I know. Many people had the habit, and it was a good habit, of saying that this young lady had great faith. But then she would respond to me quite often, "Oh, I have little faith in a great God." We all know this dear departed saint. I call her a young lady, for she will be forever young, because of what Jesus has done for her. She had great love for the Lord, and the Lord had great love for her. Yet human love rises and it falls. It wanes and dies in marriage and other family relationships, even within the church itself. The same can happen in our love for Jesus Christ. Jesus is our compassionate, merciful, our great Lord and God. And He desires that our love for Him never wane, that it never would rise or fall. So today, we hear of His plan for increasing our love in Him. And that plan, my dear friends, is threefold. First, it's the sending of the Holy Spirit, coming to live in us. Your Lord Jesus Christ and also the Father, they make our homes with us. They tabernacle with us. We see this in verse 23, the last half of verse 23, as you follow along as you so desire on your bulletin insert. You see, you as a Christian means exactly that. Christ is in. He lives in you. He actually lives in you. The life of God fills us and then affects our whole being. Your close relationship with Jesus fosters love for Him. Our relationship with Jesus is very similar to your marriage relationship that you have with your husband or wife. Yes, sometimes in our marriages, love wanes, and the relationship may even be broken. Unity is certainly needed in marriage. Jesus takes the initiative. Jesus takes the initiative in maintaining a close relationship with us. Therefore, husband and wives, if your marriage is built upon the solid rock of Jesus, He is also living in that marriage. Therefore, as you are united to one flesh, He is also united in you. In that unity, your love for Him grows as husband and wife, as man and woman. This unity we also see this morning. We call it in Lutheranism the means of grace, the preached word, and today the sacrament of the altar. Our Lord is present this morning, for each time you hear the word of the Lord preached to you in grace and in truth, the Spirit blesses the word, and you are hearing about Jesus. Each time that you come to this altar, here is Jesus present to serve you His body and blood. And there, once again, your faith is renewed, strengthened. You are united once again and forever with your Lord and Savior. Jesus does this because of His love for you, because of what He has done here for each and every one of you. He has paid the price. And in paying the price, you are free from the shackles of sin, death, and the power of the devil. you are truly united in Jesus. For when water was poured upon you there at the font, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Jesus was united with you and you with him. And it continues today. And each time you come here to hear the word and to receive body and blood. Secondly, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has a specific function. He has a specific mission. He has a very divine job of teaching you. Jesus teaches us by the Holy Spirit. Though Jesus is not present with us bodily, the Spirit, though, has been sent to us, has been sent to you, and he is your wonderful counselor. You know, the Greek word for counselor and also the Latin word means the same thing. The Holy Spirit is your lawyer. I know we make fun of lawyers quite often. There's all kinds of lawyer jokes. I'll dispense with those today. But you have a divine lawyer, one who stands with you, who stands right next to you, and he speaks for you. For that's what an attorney does. An attorney speaks for you. But this attorney is no human attorney. Human attorneys sometimes get it wrong. This divine attorney, he is always right and always true. And he will always point you to the cross of Christ, to the means of grace. He will always point you to Jesus. This attorney won't be like a human attorney. He's not out to represent you for his own benefit. The divine attorney, your wonderful counselor, will always represent Jesus for your benefit. The Spirit also has the job of bringing to mind to the apostles, as Jesus told them in our text this morning, of what Jesus had said to them, so that the words of our Lord and Savior, whom we love, are kept before us in the apostolic writings. In other words, dear friend, when you are at home and you open this book, and I pray that you do open the book and read it each day, you are reading about Jesus, words that were inspired by the Holy Spirit, words that were, yes, written by men, but they were divine words written by human beings, written in syntax and language that you and I can understand. He did this because of his love, because of his desire that you know him, for he truly knows each and every one of you. The Spirit teaches us. He teaches us how to relate Jesus' words to our lives. How do we do that? When we read the book, we see the insights, we see the love, we see the precepts, we see the desires of our Lord and Savior and what he has for you. My dear friends, when you don't read the book, you're not reading about Jesus. For here in the books, here in the pages of this book, in divine scripture, is where you find Jesus. And here is where Jesus speaks to you. And as he speaks to you, the Holy Spirit is at work in you as he continually sanctifies, sets you apart, and prepares you for that great last day. The Spirit's teachings take place always, always, always through the Word of God. For us, that word is the Holy Scripture. We who love Jesus, yes, if you say you love Jesus, you will treasure this book. You will open this book and you will read from it daily. If you truly love Jesus, you will treasure this book, not to be a placemat, not to be an ornament in your home, but to be used, to be read, marked, learned, and inwardly digested. This book will save your life because the one that you read about has saved your life. a characteristic of a close relationship is that desire to learn. I pray that husbands, you're always learning from your wife. Wife, that you're always learning from your husband. Widows, you're always learning from God's Word. Widowers, you're always learning from God's Word. For He will never leave or forsake you. And your loved one lives today. Even though they are physically across the road, spiritually they are alive in Jesus Christ. And we all know that we will see them again. Even the dear young lady who told us this morning that she has faith in a great God. Through Jesus' teachings, we learn more about our God, and we also learn about ourselves. What do we learn from this book? We learn that we are poor, miserable sinners, just as we have confessed. We learn that we cannot keep His commandments. We break His commandments daily and much. In other words, we hear that we are murderers and we are thieves. We are adulterers. We are blasphemers of God's holy name. Oh, we are even idolaters, for we place ourselves above God. Especially when we don't teach His word or preach His word in accordance with His holy word. Lastly, Jesus, His love for us is found in comforting us. Jesus comforts us by His peace. You can read it this morning right there in verse 27. This peace that Jesus gives to each and every one of you, and to me, and to our seminarians, and to all dearly beloved Christians, is a special kind of peace. It's not a worldly peace. It's not a peace that depends on outward circumstances. Yes, it's obvious to you, and it's very obvious to me, that you have trouble in your life. That your hearts are troubled. That sometimes you feel like there is no peace with God. Believe me, pastors know this oh so well. For as our confirmants heard a couple of weeks ago, there's a bullseye on their heart, there's a bullseye on your heart, and there's a huge bullseye on my heart. We know this so, so well. But even in the midst of the troubles and the trials and the temptations and the hatred of this world, you still have peace with God. For this is a peace that has been won for you by God. And because you have this peace, nothing can remove it from you. Not death, not the power of the devil, not even sin itself. For the Son has set you free. And if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. That's what He has done for each and every one of you. The Holy Spirit will always point us to this. In those dark times in our lives, dear ones, the Holy Spirit will come and He will testify to your spirit and He will lead you. He will lead you to fall to your knees, to confess your sins, and then believe the Word. And the Word is that all your sin is forgiven. Forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. The very blood of the Lamb that has taken away the sin of the world. What comfort. What comfort is this? To know that in the trials and temptations of this life, we have an advocate. We have the Holy Spirit who is always with us. He will never leave us. He will never leave us alone. He will never leave us to our own devices. He will always come to us and remind us of what Jesus, what He has done for you. And that He went into the grave, and that on the third day He rose, and that He ascended into heaven, and that He's coming one day. He's coming one day for you. He is coming. He has already come for many of His saints, but one day He will come for you. And lastly, He will come on the great last day. And as you heard last week, you will behold him. You will see him with your own eyes and not another. You will see your King, and you will live with him forever and ever. What great comfort. What great comfort does the Holy Spirit speak to us? This is the comfort of the gospel. You see, in a maturing human relationship, comfort is certainly needed. Husband and wives, parents and children, members of Zion, we need support. We need support of God and His Word. We need support from the Holy Spirit. And since we have this love of the Lord, we also love our husband, wife, child, parent, and each and every member of this congregation. What is this love that we are to have? It is the same love that has been given to us, the same love that Jesus has shown to you and to me. That love is the willingness to sacrifice ourselves for others, to sacrifice our time, to sacrifice our wealth, to sacrifice our gifts so that others can hear the truth. And say that, and then when they hear the truth, they too will be set free. So as we now conclude, you see, there is no need for our love of Jesus to stagnate. Jesus has a plan. He has fulfilled the plan. That's because of His great love for each of you. There is intimate closeness with your Lord, even so much today that you eat His body and drink His blood. There is stimulating teaching found in this book. When you read this book, you will be stimulated to confess your sins and to believe the gospel. And also, there is encouraging comfort. Encouraging comfort from the Word. Encouraging comfort from the preached Word. Encouraging comfort from the means of grace, from the Holy Sacrament today. Your love and our love for Him, dear ones, is strengthened today. It has been strengthened as you have heard the preached Word. You have heard that in His love for you, He has sent the Holy Spirit to stand with you, to be your great comforter, your counselor. But most of all today, dear one, you have heard that Jesus has died, that He is risen, and that He is present today to serve you for the forgiveness of all your sin. What a great God we have, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.